This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. What do the parents of Spanish-speaking children in California want for their kids? And are they likely to get it by going to the polls in November? Proposition 58 will allow students for the first time in 18 years to take bilingual language classes without signed consent from parents. Less than 5% of California public schools now offer such programs. That's down significantly from 1998, when another ballot measure, Prop 227, started requiring that parental consent for instruction in languages other than English be obtained. The sponsor of Prop 58, Senator Ricardo Lara, says multilingual programs are needed, but our next guest, activist Ron Unz, was behind Prop 227 and says it's unlikely that this ballot measure will significantly change things for students.
Prop 227, which we passed 18 years ago, allows parents of immigrant students to place their children in a non-English class if they sign an annual written waiver. But the problem many of these bilingual activists have run into is that since most immigrant parents prefer English, it's hard to persuade them to sign the waiver. And for that reason, there's a limit on the number of these classes, which requires the presence of Spanish-speaking students. So Prop 58 eliminates the waiver requirement and allows immigrant students to be placed in these Spanish classes, even if their parents don't sign a written waiver. And the motivation is coming entirely from the English-speaking parents who want to ensure that their children can learn Spanish. And it's easier for them to learn Spanish if there are lots of Spanish-speaking students in the same class with them. So that's really what the driving force is.
State Senator Ricardo Lara says that multilingual and dual immersion programs are actually critical to help students compete in an increasingly global and multilingual workforce. Do you go along with that?
Well, I mean, I think they're certainly beneficial in many cases. In other words, it's certainly useful for children to learn another language when they're young and it's easy for them to do that. But if we're talking about immigrant families whose children don't know English, I think it's most important for them to learn English. And if you take a child from a family, for example, where everybody at home speaks Spanish, they watch Spanish TV, they listen to Spanish radio, the people in their neighborhood speak Spanish, and if you put them to a class in which almost all the instruction is in Spanish, they'll have a very hard time learning English. And that's why the parents under the current system are quite reluctant to sign the waivers if they're offered an English class instead, and they really prefer English rather than the Spanish almost only classes.
So what do you do on election day? Do you, as a parent, I mean, who has an easy decision here on Prop 58?
Well, to be honest, there's 17 initiatives on the ballot, and Prop 58 has gotten relatively little attention. Also, the advocates of Prop 58, the sponsors, gave it the title English Language Education Initiative, even though it actually repeals the requirement for an English language education. So I think probably a lot of voters may vote for it because they support an English language education. In practical terms, I think there's probably a pretty good chance it'll pass just because with 17 initiatives, nobody really knows what's going on. But on the other hand, I think it's extremely unlikely that there will be any major changes in statewide educational policy. In other words, certainly the number of students in these Spanish almost only so-called bilingual programs will increase, but it'll probably increase to like 1% or 2%, where 20 years ago it was 70%, and that really was a disaster at the time.
Ron Unz is chairman of English for the Children, an organization that sponsored Proposition 227 back in 1998. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.